USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell saying it's time to move on after the nearly two-year investigation by Special Counsel Robert Mueller. Opening the Senate today, McConnell calling for an end to what he calls a Groundhog Day spectacle, saying it's time to stop endlessly relitigating the results of the 2016 presidential election. Democrats in the U.S. House still want the special counsel himself, Mueller, to appear and testify on his report. Before McConnell spoke about it this morning, White House advisor Kellyanne Conway said the president's against Mueller appearing.
He said he should not testify, and his point is very simple. Bob Mueller's report and investigation is definitive and conclusive, and as Mitch McConnell is going to say, our majority leader in the House and the Senate is going to say later today, case closed.
She was speaking on Fox News, and this is USA Radio News.
The tradition, the suspense, the race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Owner of Maximum Security filing a lawsuit after losing his Kentucky Derby appeal to the Kentucky Horse Racing Commission. Gary West says he will file a lawsuit in the appropriate jurisdiction to appeal the decision of the Churchill Downs stewards to disqualify his horse from the Derby. Maximum Security appeared to win Saturday's race, but second place Country House was the beneficiary winner after the disqualification. West had already said that his horse wasn't going to be running in the second jewel of the Triple Crown.
No, we're not going to run in the Preakness. There's no Triple Crown on the line for us, and there's no reason to run a horse back in 2 weeks when you don't have to.
A man of shooting and killing a Mississippi cop on Sunday night is now in custody. 19-year-old Darian Atkinson captured north of Biloxi after an all-day manhunt, accused of killing veteran officer Robert McKeithen in a police station parking lot. And this is USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, use my promo code USA.
A Massachusetts man who was freed after serving over 30 years in prison of a life sentence for a rape conviction claims he's not guilty of a new rape charge. Prosecutors dropped the first rape conviction of George Parrott in 2016 after his legal team was able to refute key evidence in the case. Parrott's now accused of sexually assaulting a woman in Lawrence, Massachusetts in January. He was arraigned yesterday in Salem and has been ordered held without bail. The Food and Drug Administration says several active ingredients in sunscreen are absorbed into the body instead of just sitting on the skin. Researchers say they have found the ingredients absorbed into the bloodstream are as much as 40 times higher than the threshold amount. It's unclear if the chemicals tested by the FDA are harmful when there is systemic exposure. The four ingredients in question are avobenzone, oxybenzone, octocrylene, and ecamsul. The FDA says people should continue to protect their skin, though, from the sun while further testing is done. And the Bucks and Rockets are winners in the NBA playoffs, the Bucks beating the Celtics. In the West, the Rockets even their series with the Warriors. So tonight, the Raptors host the Sixers. The Nuggets entertain the Blazers. And those series are currently tied at 2 wins apiece. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.